We're launching into the second hour of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So, last hour, for those of you just tuning in, the news that we were reporting to you, which you're probably not going to see on the front page of any newspaper or on any main news website or your local 11 o'clock news, is that after a decade of drug decriminalization, not full-on decrim, but partial decrim, in Portugal, they have had tremendous success. Now, we reported on the successes, in this on the show in the past of what's gone on in Portugal, but 10 years is it's a good number, so it's a good time to take a look back, take a retrospective, and look at where they've come from. Now, you look back into the 1990s, and there's significant statistics. What did you say, 100,000? I don't think you mentioned the actual numbers on the air, Mark.
Good.
It was 100,000 people in Portugal
were drug addicts. Yeah.
In the early 1990s.
Right.
And then after a decade of decrim, what's that number down to?
40,000.
40,000 people.
That's what they're identified as drug addicts. But, of course, they identified the previous ones. So, there you go.
That's a huge drop. Huge. And the safety of people has gone up. People are walking on the streets. They're no longer as in danger from crazed, drug-addled people who want to get their next hit. Because it's not a criminal activity anymore. It's not something you have to be as afraid of. They don't have to be as paranoid around. I bet your prices have come down a little bit, too, but that's just me speculating. I don't know if there's actual news about that.
I suspect that's true, but they didn't mention that.
Right. Well, because...
Well, they did mention that there was a stunning, a spectacular, I believe is the term they used, a spectacular decrease in drug-related crime. And now, they don't go into specifically what drug-related crime is. Does that mean that the buying and selling of drugs is diminished? Because it doesn't seem like it. These people are still getting their drugs. Or does it mean people stealing money to get drugs? I suspect that's what they're trying to say.
Likely.
That's what I would like to see diminished, because I don't do drugs. I'm not interested in doing heroin, but I do know that my family lives under the sword of Damocles, the threat every single day that some heroin addict might come out to our house, try to rob us for our money, because the price of heroin has been driven up artificially by this drug war.
Or maybe you'll go shopping, come back to the car, and find out the car stereo has been jacked out of the
vehicle. Yeah, I don't imagine they're going to get much out of a standard factory stereo.
Well, I thought you had a new stereo in there, but anyway.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, $100 is what I bought it for? What do you think?
Yeah, but they'll trade it for a crack rock. I mean, they'll trade it for a hit of crack. Well, yeah, but these people will do whatever it takes to get their next fix.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a car that was burglarized in Sarasota, Florida, out there just off Main Street, while I was at the Golden Apple Theater, and they cut the top on it for some change that I had in the sort of center console. Yeah. A handful of change.
Same thing happened with my car. It wasn't as nice of a car as yours, but up here, Luther, my roommate at the time, had taken my car out to go get a haircut. When he came out, a piece of my center console was missing, so they just had leaned into the car, jacked the entire piece of the center console out that held all the pocket change that was in there. So they probably got about $3 in change out of that. Just desperate. They're just desperate people. And so decriminalization can lead to reductions in those sorts of crimes, those smash and grabs, stick ups, etc. But if you actually had full on decriminalization, it would be even better, because right now Portugal's only a partial decriminalization. It's only decriminalization of small amounts of all drugs. So it's good that they've done it for all drugs instead of just marijuana. That's a big step over anything that's happened here in the United States. But it hasn't gone all the way, in that dealing drugs is still illegal in Portugal. That's a problem, because as long as dealing drugs is still illegal, you still have all the black market aspects of dealing drugs, including the violence that comes along with the black market drug trade, where instead of, with alcohol vendors respecting each other's territory, because they're opening, they're operating in the open, they have public reputations, drug dealers don't care. They don't have those public reputations to worry about, and so they'll protect their territory, what they perceive as their territory, with violence. That's one of the things. Also, the safety, the quality and the purity, the availability, consistency of the drugs. That's all another. Those are all other issues that can be solved. But the price is also a big thing. If you had full-on drug decriminalization, and anyone who wanted to could go into marketing and manufacturing and distributing drugs, then you would have a true open market, a free market in drug sales, and therefore prices would come way down. The prices in the world of drugs, in the world of illegal drugs, are dramatically increased by thousands of percents over what their actual market value should be. Go and look at a bottle of aspirin on the shelf at your local CVS or 24-hour pharmacy. You're looking at maybe $1 to $3 for a bottle of aspirin. For 90 pills or something like that. Compare that to the price of one pill of ecstasy on the streets. $20 for one pill. That can come down, and it can come way down. The reason it's $20 is because every pair of hands that that pill passes through has to make enough money on a transaction in order to make the risk they're taking and possibly going to jail for selling it worthwhile.
Sure.
If you take that risk out of the equation by decriminalizing drugs fully, which nowhere has truly done, then the prices dramatically decrease. Therefore, all the addicts that need to get their fix can go and do it at the local pharmacy,
right,
and can do it for pennies on the dollar in comparison.
All you have to do is look at how laudanum was priced back 100 years ago versus sort of other drugs, and like aspirin and things like that. Willow bark, which is, you know, the aspirin's an extract from. Take a look at these prices. You can find them right on the internet if you really care. If you didn't really care about throwing people in jail and destroying lives, destroying families, if that wasn't your concern and you really cared about what was true, right, and just take a look at what laudanum, which is a heroin tincture, cost versus other drugs, and then you would see what heroin would cost now. I suspect a dose of heroin would be under $1.
Let's talk to you, your thoughts. Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the subject I was going to talk about, everybody's already done it, so I'll just adapt here and get you on. You guys talk about liberty. Well, I'm into it, too. And I remember when I lived in Florida, I had this buddy of mine, and it's cool, California hippie. And I'm a biker, so that's pretty unlikely pair right there, hippie and biker. But what we did one night, just to show you about liberty, we went into a couple of neighborhood places, opened up a bag of pot, pulled out the zigzag papers, and started smoking up right in there and handing them out to everybody, including the owner, the waitresses. And believe it or not, we got away with it. Now, the second place was really fun.
How long ago was this, Shadow? You've called before, and you're usually telling stories that come from, like, 1960.
No, this one here was in the 70s, anyway.
Okay.
Do you think you can do that today?
Because that sounds like a great story. Just going in and, you know, violating the war on drugs or violating the drug laws in the open. Do you think you could get away with that today?
Well, I think I could still do that to certain places anyway. People knew us anyway.
Yeah, you would really have to be in the right place, run by the right person, because I think most business owners would be scared S-less to do something like that. They'd be so frightened that an undercover cop or a uniformed cop would walk through the door and then, you know, hold them responsible for what their patrons were doing.
Well, the second place, a cop did come through the door, but he was a friend of mine. He's an Indian, American Indian, just like I am, too. And when he walked around the corner and saw Dale and me sitting there, he just laughed and says, "Well, I might have known it'd be you two, because only you two got enough guts to do something like this." Then he asked us if the stuff was any good, and we said, "Yeah." So we gave them some too. So here we are, everybody, me and Dale, the barmaid, the owner of the place, and then a lieutenant, the narcotics division in the police right there, and we're all poking away and drinking away, man. You know?
It's almost unbelievable, Shadow. Thanks for the call.
Yeah,
I appreciate hearing from you. It's a good story, though. I don't know if it's true, but it is
right,
a good story.
You know, it sounds like that Fear of Loathing in Las Vegas.
What do you mean?
Well, it just kind of has that feel to
it. Did they get high with the cops in that movie? I don't recall that.
No, it's just, you know, it's such a drug movie.
Right, right. But, I mean, the unique part of that story is getting high with a narcotics officer. I mean, absolutely has been done.
I know. I've smoked pot with a narcotics officer, an ex-narcotics officer, I should say.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. I mean, I've smoked pot with people who became cops and people who used to be cops. Can't say for sure I've done it with any who are currently on duty. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 8th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,527.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,566.41, $783.21 for a half ounce, or $391.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,566.41, $783.21, and $391.60.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of the sincere process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And we've got a mobile site, so you can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you have this information and know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. If you're going to deal with courts and you're not going to hire an attorney, you need jurisdictionary.com. If you do have an attorney, you probably should watch what he's doing and know the information that's contained within jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. There's lots of free tools over there at jurisdictionary.com. When you check out, remember to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live so they know where you heard it from, jurisdictionary.com.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Another problem with prohibition, of course, anybody that pays attention knows this, is corruption. That it incurs not only the police making money on the paychecks that they get and the forfeitures that they take, but they also, some of them make a little money on the side, like Boynton Beach, CBS4 reporting out of Miami, considered a role model by his peers and named Officer of the Year in 2010. Boynton Beach Police Officer David Brito has been charged with conspiring to sell more than 500 grams of, not pot, but meth. Like, that's the lowest of the low for corrupt cops.
Mm.
It's one thing for a cop to be slinging a little pot around, but to be selling meth?
That's probably the worst drug in America, right?
500 grams of methamphetamines between June 2009 and March 2011. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the DEA announced the indictment of Brito, who joined the Boynton Police Department in 2007. He also taught the department's Teen Police Academy. Brito received the department's highest honor last year for, among other things, using CPR to save a 2-year-old girl who almost drowned in the family's pool and helping to identify a man suspected of shooting 2 street preachers. In a statement, the chief of police said an internal affairs investigation is ongoing and the man is facing a potential life sentence if he's convicted of this. Now, I don't think anybody should go to jail for selling drugs. I think it's a completely consensual act, and they should, drugs should be decriminalized. But it certainly is interesting to see when police do it, isn't it? Because they're doing it more often than you think. Suddenly they get caught, so, you know, every so often.
You know, the evidence locker is, it's something that really just draws in a lot of cops. Imagine what it's like. I mean, you know, imagine what it would be like if you worked someplace where you could get to a bunch of gold bars. And then you realize that marijuana is the largest cash crop in the world, and that small little tiny things like crack can bring you, you know, hundreds of dollars per pound. I don't know what it costs. Frankly, I don't know. But I know that there's little pieces, and they get them for $10 or $20 or whatever they are. The expectation that you're going to hire people and they're not going to get involved in this stuff, I mean, this is just, this is ludicrous. This stuff is ruining, this war on drugs is ruining generation after generation of Americans, whether they're cops or civilians or what they are.
Let's talk to Marty, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Wow, you just said what I was going to say. It's like... Yeah, this should be legalized exactly because of that.
Well, there are so many reasons that it should be legalized. I didn't mean to take all the words out of your mouth there, Marty.
Well, you just did. But, you know, it's just so, it goes on and on and on.
Well, right. Of course it goes on and on and on. I mean, if they could actually win the war on drugs, then it would be an awful government program, because they want government programs that can go on and on and on. There are always new drugs coming out, and, of course, no one ever really stops taking drugs. They can put all the drug addicts in prison that they want to, but the drugs get into the prisons, so, you know, it doesn't matter. They can't stop it, and they know it. Any cop that's honest with you will tell you this.
That's all nonsense. You can't put all these drug addicts in the prison.
True. But they're trying. I mean, they're building new prisons all the time to make more room for more drug addicts. Because what is it? The federal prisoners is like 70% drug crimes, I think.
Yeah. I've heard numbers like that.
I have to. That's nonsense. This should all be legalized. And,
Marty, I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah. Taxes, eh. I'm not going to get on board with that one.
For those that listen to the show regularly, you know that I spent a good portion of my life in prison. And I'm telling you that the vast majority of people are in, not just for drug crimes, but drug-related crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on crack and you're robbing a liquor store in order to get money to buy crack, I would call that a drug-related crime.
Yes.
And this creates a sense of desperation in people that are, you know, in addicts.
Let's continue.
So, if you want to diminish crime, if you want to do away with violent crime to the numbers of like 70 or 80%,
yeah,
legalize drugs.
David is in Georgetown, Delaware, listening to WGMD FM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I know that you've talked about your own bumper stickers and so forth. Can I tell you two bumper stickers that I have on my vehicle, please?
Certainly.
Which is a 2006 Ford Focus.
Okay.
One of the companies that didn't take any American dollars or anything else.
That's good.
One of the bumper stickers says, "Drill for American oil now." Drill now, drill everywhere. And then the second one says, "Proud to have served in the United States Armed Forces."
Okay, so I've got problems with both of them, right? I think that the United States government has a great deal of land it has itself, and it sort of rents out the rights to drill on this land. The United States government shouldn't own this land. It should sell it to people who want it. And if oil companies want to buy it, then they should be able to drill on it. But they should get no subsidies whatsoever from the United States government.
I understand that. That's the
other point. And, you know, the proud to serve in the military...
Well, wait a minute. Of what are you most proud? I mean, specifically of your time in the military.
I'm not making a judgment about the two. I am very, very proud that I have served in the United States Armed Forces.
Why?
Because I did what I needed to do at the time that I joined the military, and it was very important at that point in time. And I learned a lot. I had outstanding leaders. I was in outstanding physical shape.
Did you kill anybody?
No, sir, I did not. I was an intelligence officer based in Vietnam, in Con Tum, Vietnam, which was in the Central Highlands, and I was debriefing special forces teams, which were going into Cambodia and Laos and returned to...
fighting illegal wars.
At that time, it was denied that they were going in there, but that's a story for another time. But I did my job.
Did that make you proud? But doesn't that bother you that you're working for an organization that claims to uphold the law and then breaks it?
I cannot speak for President Nixon because he is now dead. But I am proud of my service, and I'm proud to wear the military insignia for the country.
Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't see how anybody could be proud of being associated with a band of killers. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase. purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want to have a chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime? You've got to get together with other people who care enough to actually do something about it. Because complaining on the radio waves isn't going to cut it.
Yeah, the government, the size of government, the scope of government is increasing every day in the United States. It's increasing in your state government. Its budget is getting bigger while the economy is teetering on the brink. Here in New Hampshire, we had a 12% cut in the state budget.
Yeah, not only that, but they also legalized, I think, all knives a couple of years ago as well. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal of showing it's sort of a proof of concept, yeah. And once we get more folks here. But
Liberty people
I don't think
elected.
Everybody says, hears on the radio, you know, hey, you can own any kind of knife you want in New Hampshire now.
We've had open marijuana smoking here, the massive 420 civil disobedience that is going on here. So the political successes are something that, like the third parties we talked about earlier tonight, the third parties only wish they could have the kind of political successes that the Free Staters have had thus far in New Hampshire. Those of us, like you and I, Mark, who moved here as part of the Free State Project. So it's not just political, it's also outreach, it's media, it's getting active in civil disobedience and non-cooperation. There's a very robust movement up here, and it's pretty exciting because it keeps just getting better as more people move. Go and get the details. If you love liberty, that is. If you understand what freedom is, and that is the ability to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anybody else, you don't aggress against other peaceful human beings, and you allow others to also be free. If you get that, then go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about this movement and get on up here. Freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we'll take your calls, of course, about what you want. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Roger, listening in Evansville, Indiana, WGBF. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Roger?
Well, I got 2 points. One, you're talking about prohibition, and back about 45 years ago, didn't all the drug companies have logos and papers and slogans and everything for marijuana, and then they decided to criminalize it, and so we got into all of our big drug problems we've got?
I don't understand your question.
No, I think that it was marijuana was criminalized much longer than 40 years ago.
Wait, I don't understand the question. Can you re-ask it?
Yeah, I said, from what I heard, I was only a kid at the time. It could have been a bunch of people blowing smoke. But they said that the tobacco companies had gone in and got logos and slogans and everything.
Yeah, I think this is an urban legend. That's what I thought you were getting at. I just wanted to make sure I was understanding you correctly. This is the old Marlboro Gold urban legend, the idea that these tobacco companies had a product ready to go in case of drug decriminalization, and that they would that if drugs were decriminalized, that they would be Johnny on the spot, ready to rock and roll with a rolled up marijuana cigarette. Maybe there's truth to it, but I don't think there's ever been any kind of verification of that.
Okay, the other thing was you were talking about all the damage it does. Back in December of 79 at Pease Air Force Base, they had a drug bust of 10 guys, and I was their boss, so I knew 9 of them were definitely bogus charges. And then they ended up spreading to 33 people. And there again, I knew that was most of that was bogus. They got one conviction out of 33 people, but it ruined people's lives and schedules and everything for 6 months to about 2 years. One guy had gotten married, and there was so much stress and strain over it. His wife ended up losing a baby.
Oh gosh!
Yeah. And
was the one guy that got convicted the one guy that you didn't know for sure it was a setup?
No, but what it was they had squeezed one guy on some damage he'd done to an aircraft, and so he just started telling all sorts of stories.
I see.
In fact, there were even 3 charges against me, and it was so BS that I went into the Office of Special Investigations and blew all the allegations out of the water in about 5 minutes.
Hey, Roger,
so that's
there's no doubt
that
the war on drugs has destroyed countless lives with all of its prosecutions. Every single year in this country, over 1.5 million people are arrested, and most of those people end up taking plea bargains, getting criminal records, and having their lives pretty much partially or fully destroyed. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231, which is one of the reasons why it has been posited, I think, by the folks over at Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, that the cure is worse than the problem.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what the problem is with drugs in the United States is, doing drugs is bad for you. It's bad for your relationships. It's bad for your health. It's bad for your family. The drug war is terrible for society. It's terrible for the economy.
It's worse. It makes things worse.
It's terrible. Those guys in those SWAT uniforms busting doors in are not doing anything for the economy. They are not creating wealth. They are destroying wealth.
And they're not helping anybody either.
No.
They're helping their bureaucracy get a bigger budget next
year.
That's
Portugal, here, the story we read earlier, Portugal is a great example of how this sort of war on drugs mentality is not solving anything, except creating jobs for organized crime and creating jobs for police. But I repeat myself.
Anthony is on the line, a different Anthony calling from Madison, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling because I was listening to the way you were talking to that Vietnam vet that he fought so that you have the right to have this radio show and
really?
Have the right to have
how
your freedom
that?
Of speech.
How
because
is that?
I think that was an issue in Vietnam.
I believe
were
that
the Vietnamese taking
our
rights?
I believe that our soldiers and our military members are there to protect our freedoms. And while we might not all
well, that's your belief, but there's no evidence of it.
there's no evidence of it. So there's no evidence that if we hadn't gone into World War II to completely stop the Nazis, that they want to come here.
The man didn't sound 90 to me, dude. And also, Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner. The guy wasn't fighting in World War II. I can tell by his voice. But the two-time Medal of Honor winner, Smedley Butler, said that Germany could never take over the United States by sea. And that's how you have to get here. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to drop paratroopers in the United States where there's more guns than people?
I think your attitude is a perfect example of the problem with the youth in our society. That you have
I'm
no
older
respect.
Than you, dude.
I know. And you know what? And you have less respect for our soldiers and our military members than anybody
I have no respect, you're right, for organizations that use violence to solve problems.
So you really believe that the military actually is, you know, protecting your freedom? What evidence do you have?
I completely and 100% believe that without our military there to protect our freedom, our country wouldn't be here anymore.
Are you talking about the War of 1812? Gone. I mean, I'm not sure. Maybe we can have an argument about the War of 1812.
So because our military has done their job so well that they've kept the wars off of our soil.
They've done the will and the whims of politicians so well that they have brought violence like 9/11 upon us, if that's what you're saying.
So, back to the Vietnam guy.
Okay.
He was drafted because it was Vietnam. Everybody gets drafted.
Not everyone was drafted.
Not everybody. Hang on. Let me correct myself. The majority of the people were drafted for Vietnam. And he served his country because they asked him to volunteer. They voluntold him to do it. And so we should respect those people for having gone before us to do what our government wants to ask them to do.
That kind of sounds like Shinto ancestor worship or something. No, I am not going to respect these people because they did what they were told. I mean, lots of people, you know what, the hitmen and the mafia do what they're told.
Being drafted isn't being asked. You said they were asked, and when you're drafted, you're not asked.
It's called voluntold.
Okay, voluntold.
Whatever that means.
Hitmen and the mafia do what they're told, man. Should I respect them? I mean, they have a violent job.
Mark, they don't wear the colors and the flag.
I prefix that statement by saying what the government asked them to do. What our government...
The government is organized crime!
If you believe the government's organized crime, then go to a different country.
I believe their governments are organized crime, too.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's no other place you can go because all governments are organized crime.
Government is, by its definition, an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege of the use of violence in a given geographic area. It is organized crime. It's the most successful organized crime syndicate in a given area.
800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility three-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. You can support the show, by the way, by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links there at shop.freetalklive.com, will get a portion of your purchase price. It's still the same great Amazon with a huge selection that you're used to, free super saver shipping on brand new, a lot of their brand new items, even used items if you want. You can buy used through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. It's just that Amazon sends us a cut of their sale, a cut of their profits for sending them the business. So you're going to do the shopping online anyway. Why not do it through our links at shop.freetalklive.com? And more coming up here with you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Kind of two topics floating out there, but you can also bring up anything you'd like. Folks talking about prohibition and the end thereof, as well as the military and whether or not they actually are keeping you free.
Yeah, you know, there must be a less bombastic and iconoclastic way for me to say that I don't think the military has been employed in a just and honorable fashion, and therefore I don't think that the people who have signed up, even though they believed that that was the case, and look, I believed it at one point in my life too, that their efforts were wholly just and sanctified because they were obeying the whims of politicians whom we have very little recourse against, since incumbents get elected on more than a 90% re-election rate here in this country. I don't think it's a government of the people. I don't think the military is doing the will of the people. I don't think it's keeping us free.
Let's talk ladies first to Bonnie listening in Indy. To WXNT. Bonnie, you're on
Free
Talk Live.
Hi there. Good evening.
Hey there.
Don't you think there is enough impaired people on the road right now drinking alcohol that we don't need them smoking marijuana?
Well, first of all, they are smoking marijuana. People smoke marijuana right now.
Yeah, but if it was legalized, I might be smoking it.
Really? Is that the one thing that's holding you back?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Really? You're a very rare, individual, Bonnie. Have you ever smoked marijuana?
I'm not going to answer that one. You can figure that one out.
Bill Clinton did. Barack Obama did. George Bush did. They didn't get arrested. You can go ahead and say it.
We don't know who
you
are, Bonnie.
I know. But, okay, my youth and my indiscretion, maybe, is that the word?
I see.
About these people in Portugal?
Well, wait a second. Before you go on, Bonnie, I have a very important question. Would your life be substantially better if you were thrown in jail for a period of months and, in some level impoverished?
I know better than to break the law.
But you did break the law. You just claimed to have broken the law in your youth, did you not?
Yeah. And then I should have got caught, then I would have gotten punished. Yeah.
Absolutely true. But you should have, according to the rules, you should have been caught. And I'm asking you not whether you wanted to be caught. I'm asking whether your life would be significantly better if you were walking around with a felony charge and you had had that kind of impoverishment in your youth when, you're sort of your place in the world.
I got caught for other things. There are consequences to our actions. Yes, you have to have consequences.
So you think that do you have a daughter or a son today?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how old are your kids?
35 and 30.
Okay. Let's say they're 20, and let's say your daughter gets caught for possession of marijuana. She ends up going to jail for 90 days, and then is on probation for 2 years. Ends up.
You know
accidentally...
what? I did a better job of raising my kids than that.
Are you telling me your kids didn't smoke pot?
I did a better job.
Are you telling me your kids didn't smoke pot?
I know for sure one did not. 100%
sure. 100% you know for sure, sure.
So
that
there's
your kids smoke pot.
So at least there's one that did smoke pot. Do you think that your child would be better off today had they spent some time in prison?
Honey, they did it smart. And I don't
you didn't answer the question.
It's the dumb drug dealers that only go to prison. Is that right?
Do what now?
It's only the dumb drug users that go to prison?
I think so.
Well, you're living a fantasy world, Bonnie.
That's a pretty crappy attitude. So
you think that smart people... The guys in Portugal. No, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm an old woman, okay? And if I don't say what's on my mind, I forget it. Okay. The people in Portugal, this was from the 90s. You're saying there was a study done?
Nope.
No.
Let's give you some straight information here. It was in the early 90s that Portugal had 100,000 drug addicts. They decriminalized small amounts of drug possession
in 2001.
2001. It's been 10 years, and now they have 40,000 drug addicts. So the amount of drug addicts is more
than
half.
They're all dead, honey. They're all dead.
Oh, so the drug... law enforcement against prohibition says that the same amount of people were addicted to drugs 100 years ago in this country when all drugs are legal as are addicted now. The fact is that you have to have better systems than throwing people in jail for stopping drugs.
If it's illegal, don't do it, people.
I agree.
So
that's
mindless.
A good system,
don't
right? That's a good system
it.
For some people. But why didn't you do it, and why didn't your kids do it?
It's illegal.
No,
you
did it, and your kids did it.
I don't do
it.
Prostitution.
You're not even listening, Bonnie.
I'm not sure that that's entirely true, right? Like, I think we all trade, our physical relations for the way that our mates treat us and things like that. So on a level, we all do prostitution.
I agree with you on that one.
Bonnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Prostitution's only okay if you're married. straight from Bonnie's mouth.
Let's talk to Linda, listening in Charleston to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Linda.
Okay. Talk to you, and y'all make me laugh. Also provoke such thought, and I don't want to hurt Bonnie's feelings. I'm not classy like you all are. But
you don't know me.
If she honestly thinks her children haven't tried. My children raised them very well. They came to me and talked to me about smoking. We shared. I want it legalized. I don't think marijuana is addictive. I'm sure there's stuff out there legal, like alcohol and stuff that is.
Caffeine, nicotine.
But I'm on it all, my God. He ate. I don't crave marijuana like I do my caffeine and cigarettes. I'm swearing it.
Yeah.
But what our kids are doing today, and I've never tried it, I want to say ecstasy, but now that just sounds like a woman's dream. I just, woman's not fair because she acts like, once I got to be an adult and smart, which it's not a question of ignorance or intelligence, it's a question of she does illegal things. And whether you have a right to do it or not, if you want to do it, I think our people's thinking, and I would hope it stays that way, it's my life, I'm the one that's got to die when it's my time to die. I want to live my life the way I want to. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes. I'm high right now, not from marijuana because I don't have any, but I'm drinking alcohol. I'm not out there and drink and drive.
I love you, Linda.
Yeah,
I
want everybody to know we did not pay Linda to call in.
But I'll take it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231.
That's funny. You know, and this is a realistic view. I mean, look, your kids are going to do drugs. Would you rather them do drugs with pimply-faced kids driving around town? Or would you rather them smoke pot in your house where you know what they're doing? I'm not saying I love the idea of my little boy who's three growing up and smoking pot. I don't. I would prefer he didn't. But I know that the human animal, as it is, likes to have its mind altered. And he's my son. He's probably going to do these things. And I'll tell you, I was in a lot of dangerous situations that, you know, if my parents had tried something different, maybe things would have worked out differently. I don't know. I'm not blaming them or anything like that. I'm just saying that we need to try new things. This war on drugs, not working.
Well, it's not just the human animal, Mark. It's a lot of mammals, as a matter of fact, at least that I know of, have, for instance, you put some rotting fruit out or fruit that has been fermenting, fruit that has been soaking in alcohol. And
slugs love beer.
And really?
Yes, they do. And I've heard stories of robins eating fermented berries off bushes and kind
and
of like
flying around,
out
flying
into
trees. Sure. Yeah. There's those stories. There's somebody that I know has seen deer eating marijuana buds right off the marijuana plant.
Yeah. Stone deer.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't possibly. The deer should legislators should come up with a rule. I mean,
let's put them in a jail cell.
Get shot by hunters a lot easier if they're stoned.
Toll free number 800-259-9231. We continue with you and your thoughts. We go to Chris listening in Florida to WFLA. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey Chris. Guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Hey, just a couple things. I was listening to the intelligence officer. It was briefing special forces, and then a little bit on the topic of us with the meth. And I think you should definitely not legalize any of it.
Why?
Any of the drugs. Marijuana involved, I mean, I've smoked it my whole life, but if you legalize it, what do we have on the road, honestly? And then I want to hear your comments on just this. Let me go a little bit.
We'll tell you what, we'll bring you back here in a moment. If you
I'm
want.
Not sure I know what you're talking about
stick,
at this point.
Stick with us here. It's the same point Bonnie brought up at the beginning of her call. Is that
stone drivers?
My God, there'll be more pot smokers on the road. 800-259-9231.
That's a great excuse for not legalizing alcohol.
1-800-259-9231. Well, yeah, let's bring back alcohol
we
prohibition.
We need prohibition.
That'll work again, won't it? Yeah, more on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.